RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Your eyes are the window to your health. Time to learn more with Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Eyes.
Rob Abel, the Wizard of Eyes. And we normally talk about subjects that are interesting or even somewhat oblique that affect body health or your eyes. And many times we talk about prevention and wise ways of taking care of yourself. But today on Ask the Wizard, I'm going to bring up subjects about the quest for better vision. Because some people are very cognizant of their vision and they want to actually make it better. For instance, one subject is people have an intraocular lens implanted in the place of the normal lens when they have cataracts. Lenses take care of astigmatism. Some may actually help focus for both near and far. But there are newer lenses coming out where people may be able to change the shape of the lens to see a little better. But they're not here yet. However, a couple companies in Germany are working on the use of lasers that are already available to modify the intraocular lens that's in someone's eye. For instance, your mother has cataract surgery. They put a lens in. She's one unit nearsighted or one unit farsighted, a little bit off. Now, maybe that's not a problem, but maybe it's annoying, and maybe it's not what's expected. But here we have a laser, and Joseph Billet, a professor in Heidelberg, was able to introduce at a recent congress in Barcelona, Spain, a process called refractive index shaping, i.e., changing the shape of the lens changes the focusing of light. And we're about to be able to start doing animal trials. They can do it. They know it works. And they know the laser's been used inside of eyes, so any byproducts are easily dispensed with. Well, other things are happening, and we have at the University of Wisconsin in Madison, Dr. Ho-Gwin Jung is working on an auto-focusing contact lens. A contact lens on the eye, tiny, permeable, tear-friendly, sits there, and it's going to do some work for you. How about that? It's going to actually either focus light for you and back and forth from near and far, or even better yet, recording information. For instance, one group that's working on it feels it can benefit glaucoma patients by recording their intraocular pressure. Now, we may see our patient 3, 4, 5 times a year and always during the daytime and don't know what it is at 10 o'clock at night or 4 in the morning when the person goes to work. Here is a way that this may record it and be able to be played back in the doctor's office, especially for the 3 million people who have significant glaucoma. So not only could it measure your eye pressure, but it could also release and administer medication. Think of that. Your pressure's up, you need a drop, boom, you get a microscopic drop. Your pressure's normal, you don't need a drop, so you didn't need to put it in that morning or even that day. And so it is a sensi-med kind of thing. It'll sense and it will medicate in a contact lens. Well, other group has been working on a little while to gauge glucose or sugar levels in the lens. So instead of pricking your finger, there would be a way to put your contact lens on a little device that would give you an immediate readout. Or maybe you can even look at something and get the readout from that. So Google has secured a patent for the product this past year. And not only may it sense the blood sugar, it might even release insulin. Fascinating way to do it because it can come through the eye, through the circulation to the rest of the body. Well, autofocusing lenses are going to give us something that's better and should easily give us nutrients for better night vision and help adapt the eye. Samsung has a patent on a camera in a contact lens. Let's go that far. A camera in a contact lens. And by blinking, what happens is you're clicking off pictures. So secret agents everywhere, there's hope that you can actually be out there doing what you do best, take a picture of life and record it and share it with friends. But there are other things that are out there that are equally interesting. One of which is having a robot do your surgery. So the robot is going to have these telemetric arms. It's going to have a sensory system to know when to stop and when to proceed. And it's rather interesting that robotic surgery is already being done in the abdomen for prostate, hysterectomies, etc. And one colleague, Stephen Charles in Memphis, Tennessee, has been doing it for retinal detachment surgery for 15 years. In this case, the surgeon, is viewing everything in another room while the microscopic tools are doing the work. And it's a most fascinating concept. Well, the current robotic they're talking about is dubbed Smart Tissue. And Smart Tissue, Dr. Kim has called it Smart Tissue Autonomous Robotic. And the robot is fitted with a robotic arm with an articulated suturing tool. So it can go into an open tissue and remove something, and then it can suture in a mechanical way 360 degrees. Think of a small blood vessel and somebody that has a major laceration. It turns out that this robot has the ability to suture more finely and in repetitive, similar stitch levels all the way around, almost better than a human who can't really turn their wrist in every single position with equal ease. So they feel that with more evenly spaced sutures, with sensory mechanisms to know to stop when there's blood and to squirt liquid to wash away the blood, that you may cut down side effects and adverse reactions. But we can go deeper than robotics and lenses, etc. We can go into DNA itself. You say, what do I mean by that? Well, early mutations in the development of tumors often involve genes that are involved in DNA repair. Not just production, but repair. When these guys go wild, then the whole system goes wild and cells just keep multiplying. They don't know when to stop repairing. Well, Dr. Zhang and her colleagues have found that by forming DNA variations, they can stop the damage from exposing to ultraviolet light, whether it's sunbathing, smoking, or other risk factors, and change the possibility of tumors. We in ophthalmology have been doing this for some period of time. By using contoured DNA or RNA, we can stop bleeding in the retina, diabetic swelling, vein occlusions, etc. Now, this is, of course, after the fact, but it tells you that genetics are a new way of repairing, perhaps even diagnosing different diseases and changing the course of action. Ophthalmology is a most unique field. We use our eyes all the time. And we know that there's both complementary and traditional methods. We have high technology. Because we can see it, we can measure it. Whether it's genes, whether it's lasers, whether it's robotics, etc. We don't want to be in a position that we have a disease and then it's too late. We just want to be in a position to be preventive. We want you to be able to take care of yourself, avoid stress, wear sunglasses, good nutrition, good supplementation like iComplex CS at iComplexCS.com, and to become a medical detective. Your body is your own temple. I'm Dr. Rob Abel, the Wizard of Eyes at RadioMD.com. For this segment or any of my segments, just visit my show page at RadioMD.com. You should be healthier, you should be wiser, and I appreciate your partnership. Please stay well.